Hello, good morning. Let's turn to Psalm 135. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to His name, for it is lovely. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for Himself, Israel for His own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, He does, in heaven and in earth and in the seas and in all deeps. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain, who brings forth the wind from His treasuries. He smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. He smote many nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. And He gave their land as a heritage to Israel, His people. Your name, O Lord, is everlasting. Your remembrance, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge His people and will have compassion on His servants. The idols of the nations are but silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nor is there any breath at all in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them. Yes, everyone who trusts in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who revere the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Amen. So now we've moved on from the ascend passages, the Songs of Ascents, and now we just come and we're kind of closing out the Book of Psalm, and of course it's all centered on praise. If you remember, the Book of Psalms as a book is a song book, and so all of these psalms are actually meant to be sung. And so this one obviously is one of the primary. What's unique about Psalm 135 is that this is actually a compilation. This is, in fact, every word of Psalm 135 comes from other passages in the Old Testament, from Exodus, Genesis, a lot of the Psalms, Numbers, Deuteronomy, they come from all over the place, and they're there to praise the Lord. So it begins and ends with praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O servants of the Lord. And so, again, the psalmist makes this incredible connection about praise and service, right? It all goes together, and I like the way that at the retreat, Pastor Tony, he mentioned about work in Genesis. You know, some of you guys may be very familiar with avodah, this very simple word that it's work, you know, the work of your hands, but also the other flip side of that is worship. And so the idea is work is your worship. So in this way, you could see how, you know, like this idea all the way back from Genesis, serving the Lord is your worship. And so, you know, you hear people say, oh, you know, I missed worship because I was serving in SP Kids. No. You didn't miss worship. You were worshiping the Lord by serving at SP Kids. You know, oh, I missed worship, you know, because, you know, I was doing welcoming. No. Right? You were worshiping the Lord by serving and welcoming. Do you understand that kind of, that connection that the psalmist, all these guys really want to make? It's the service of the Lord, which is your spiritual act of worship. Paul, in 2 Corinthians, will talk about giving. Right? You know, and he'll talk about being generous, and he says that's your spiritual service of worship. And so we see serving the Lord, giving to the Lord, praising the Lord, all these things are different forms of worship that he has us to do. And so that's what we're doing here. You who stand in the house of the Lord, okay, again, this is referring to the servants in the temple, you know, all the different things that they're doing. You know, they stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord. Why? This is the main reason. We praise the Lord, for He is good. The psalmist is very, very careful to point out The reason, the main reason why we worship God is because He is good. He is a good God. He is a good, gracious Lord. Sing praises to His name, for it is lovely. Now, why else do we sing praise to the Lord? Because it's also good for us. And so we praise Him because God is good. He's amazing. But we also praise Him because it's good for us. Now, most people, most immature Christians, they worship God because it makes them feel good. Nothing wrong with that, but that cannot be your primary reason, your primary motive. And when people are in that mode, they'll usually say things like, wow, the music was really good, you know, or they'll sing like, wow, that guitarist, man, that guy can jam, you know, or things like, well, the sound wasn't really all that great today. Right? They put the wrong emphasis. It became more about us, right? It became more about me instead of about Him. Right, so it is lovely. There's something that happens to us when we sing praises to the Lord. And then four, he drops some good theology to these guys. He says, for the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself and Israel for his own possession. Now, this is really important because remember, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so Isaac meaning Israel. You guys know the names change, right? And so He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's very different than what other people say, right? He's the God of what? Abraham, who? Esau, right? Remember the last one? Do you guys remember? It's a whole different family line. And so, right, he's making very clear that, no, this is where this line comes from. Right. This is where it goes to in this way. Then the last one. Sorry, I'm having brain fart myself too. Sorry, I'm sweating so much, man. It's really hot today. Jeez. Okay. And so this is part of the covenant that he has chosen to go through this line instead of the line of Esau. Right. And it is what it is in this way. And so, for I know that the Lord is great, that the Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deeps. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain, who brings forth the wind from his treasuries. And then it's about the exploits of Egypt. And whenever people talk about the greatness of God, the Israelites always point to the Exodus. The Exodus is the primary point of reflection when they talk about God's goodness or God's power or God's care, God's covenant, all these things. It always go back. And so, of course, the psalmist is going to lead us back to the Exodus story. And he says, he smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, of, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. He smote many nations, slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. These two particular are mentioned because these were the first conquests. This is Numbers and Deuteronomy. They were the first conquests, but also they were some of the most significant because they thought that these kings could never be destroyed. And then God did it as they cleared out the land. And he gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his people. And so, you know, all this nonsense you hear about the Palestinian, you know, marches and all these things that they're occupiers, the scriptures claim, right, very clearly that this is a land of Israel, right? Your name, O Lord, is everlasting. Your remembrance, O Lord, throughout all generations, for the Lord will judge his people and will have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are but silver and gold, a work of man's hands. And you just think about how dumb it is to worship idols. Think about this. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nor is there any breath at all in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them. Yes, everyone who trusts in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. Now, it's a fourfold blessing. Listen to what he says. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, right? The priests, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, right? The priest family, the high priest family, the priest family, bless the Lord. Now, this is not just for the Jews. Look what he says. You who revere the Lord, bless the Lord. These are the God-fearers. These are the Gentiles. Anyone who fears the Lord. You'll see this language throughout the Old Testament and even leading into the New Testament, the God-fearers. Cornelius was a God-fearer. It's that same thing. Those who, right, who revere the Lord, bless the Lord. It's the same idea in this place. And blessed be the Lord from Zion. Not in Zion. He's not just the God of the Israelites. He's the God of the whole earth. Bless the Lord from Zion. He dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Right? This is the God that we serve. It's foolish for us, right, to serve idols. They can't do anything for us. Only God can. And so this is the reason why we should bless the Lord. Amen? So let's close our eyes. And let's worship the Lord with song. The opportunity to now. Let's praise his holy name, for he is good, and he is good to us.
Holy, holy forever. are your people. We are your people still. Holy to the King of Kings. Holy, you will always be. Holy, holy forever.
In our own words now, let's worship the Lord. Let's give Him all the praise that He deserves.